Before there can be a blue wave, before it's really the year of the woman, Democrats like Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan have to win. Londrigan is the Springfield Democrat running against Republican Congressman Rodney Davis in the 13th District. That district includes parts of Bloomington Normal. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke to Londrigan about her surprisingly decisive primary win and what happens if Democrats retake the House in November.
Betsy, it's been just over a month since you won a five-way Democratic primary in the 13th Congressional District. What have you been doing for the past 44 days?
Still getting in front of voters and also focusing on fundraising. You know, I know that it's going to take a lot of support to make sure that we can communicate our message to voters. And so making sure that we have the resources to do that is important.
I saw a photo of you recently with a few of the other Democrats who ran in the 13th Congressional District primary, Eric Jones, John Ebold, David Gill. What kind of relationship do you have with them at this point? I mean, it wasn't a particularly nasty primary battle.
Oh, no. No, we have a great relationship. John, Eric, and David I have enormous respect for each of them. And they have they immediately, you know, jumped on board and are committed to winning this district with me.
Well, Betsy, what are some things that you're learning about the differences between campaigning in the Democratic primary process versus campaigning in a general election over these last couple of months?
Pre-existing conditions don't pick political parties. Healthcare is an overarching concern for Republicans and Democrats alike. And there are a lot more areas that we have in common than not. You know, and people ask me, you know, what are your issues? What are you focusing on? And I can very honestly tell you that it's the voters' issues. You know, the voters are the ones who are telling me what our issues in the 13th district are. And it's healthcare, jobs, education, and it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. If you're sick and you need to go to a doctor, then that's what you need. And healthcare is important to all of us.
Well, another issue that's certain to be central to Congressman Davis's bid for reelection is the tax overhaul that passed right at the end of last year. Something that Republicans across the country are going to be running on is these tax cuts that they say they provided to middle-class Americans, in addition to the tax cuts that are going to companies and other folks. What is going to be your message on the tax overhaul?
You know, that middle-class working families are losing with that tax bill. The real winners there were corporations and the wealthiest 1%. And people know that. I mean, as I move around the district and listen to people, they know that the people who got the most help were corporations and the wealthiest. And they don't like that. You know, I believe we grow the economy from the middle class out. And I want to make sure that my focus in any tax reform is to helping middle-class families.
What are you hearing from potential voters out there about their perceptions of the health of the economy? I mean, you hear a message coming out from the White House and Congress about what they think it is and how healthy it is. What do you actually hear from people who are talking to you?
Well, you know, they want to make sure that we have a representative that first protects the jobs we have. And in our district, over a third of the jobs are tied into the healthcare and education systems. So making sure that I am protecting those and that I'm conscientious of those is a number one priority. And I can tell you that I am and that I will protect those jobs. And in terms of, you know, of jobs and what they're seeing on the economy on a larger scale, you know, they're not buying the tax scam. They're not. They know that most of the corporations took advantage of it, you know, for buyback purposes and rewarding shareholders, that they are not seeing the fruits of that tax scam, which is why they call it a tax scam.
I want to fill in some blanks about your background. We've described you whenever we describe you on the air in sort of a shorthand. I think we call you a professional fundraiser from Springfield. Like that's like the bare bones, right? But let's flesh that out. What are some things that you've done professionally that you think set you up for this job?
I'm a former middle school teacher. I loved teaching middle school. I was the first director of alumni affairs for the University of Illinois Springfield and got that program up and running when the University of Illinois took over Sangamon State and added that third campus. And I'm very proud of the work I did there. I've actually been self-employed for over 20 years. I have a background as a writer, as a graphic designer, web design. I've done a lot of things. And for the last 7.5 years, my primary contract has been with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. And my job there was to make sure that we were promoting the legacy of Abraham Lincoln.
How long did you teach for, middle school?
2 years. But when I got the call from the University of Illinois, and they said, Betsy, we're taking over this third campus, and we would love for you to start the Alumni Association, bring the Sangamon State University graduates, you know, into the system and get us up and running. That was such a fantastic opportunity that I jumped. I'm a University of Illinois graduate, and I was very active with the Student Alumni Association when I was on campus, and so that's how that came to fruition.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham talking with 13th District Congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. To talk more politics, including the 13th Congressional District race, join GLT's Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County. You're listening to Sound Ideas.